This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Flood warnings remain in effect for extreme southern Columbus County today as the runoff from this week's tropical system heads downstream. Residents of Crusoe, Old Dock, and Nakina are being urged to keep an eye on the Waccamaw River. It's currently about a foot above flood stage. Part of NC 87 in Riegelwood is still closed after Monday and Tuesday's rain event. Several secondary roads are closed while they're being inspected. NCDOT said preliminary inspections show no major damage to area roadways. One exception to that rule was Livingston Creek Road, where a portion of the roadway has collapsed. Governor Roy Cooper declared a state of emergency Tuesday, and the state's price gouging law is now in effect for Brunswick, Columbus, and New Hanover counties. Columbus County also came under a local emergency declaration on Tuesday. Kenji Flash Bowen of Leland is being hailed as a hero. The former East Columbus football and baseball player saved the lives of a Kelly couple and their dog Monday during major flooding in Riegelwood. See the story online for more information. If your property sustained damage during the storm due to the recent flooding or other problems, contact Columbus County Emergency Services at 910-640-6610, extension 534. A Delco man is being held under $250,000 bond for allegedly videoing the sexual abuse of a child. Christopher Ryan Anderson, age 38, was arrested on a single count, who is an indictment from the grand jury. He's charged with first-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. He was arrested around 1 a.m. on Tuesday. There's much more on this story on our website. Chadburn has installed a shot spotter system that links to its Flock license plate reader cameras. The new system automatically activates the license plate cameras and alerts law enforcement when gunfire is detected. The town saved more than $45,000 by purchasing the system from Flock. Wentville Police Sergeant Chuck Arnold recently suffered a severe brain bleed while responding to a call. He is currently in New Hanover, Novant, and will be hospitalized for an extended period of time. Domino's of Wyville is donating 20% of all sales today to the Arnold family. El Chapedo Restaurant in Wyville will also donate 20% of all sales Thursday night. You can also donate by using Venmo or Cash App, or drop donations off to the Wyville Police Department. Nakina Pentecostal Holiness Church will hold revival next week, September 23rd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each night. Pastor Jerome Bullard will be the speaker. Nakina PHC is located at 9745 Seven Creeks Highway. Milk Before Meat and Transformation Church have moved the Night of Praise to September 28th at 5:30. The Oxendines will be the special guests, along with four praise teams from area churches. There'll be a baked goods auction as well. The church is located at 6354 James P. White Highway South. Transformation meets every Sunday starting at 10 a.m. in the Lebanon Fellowship Hall. National Night Out's coming up September 27th at the Sheriff's Office. There'll be games, free food, tours of emergency and law enforcement vehicles, and much more from 6 to 10 p.m. National Night Out is a program designed to help communities connect with law enforcement. Wyville Police will host their National Night Out event on October 5th. The Wyville FFA Mum Sale is Friday at the high school. The sale was postponed due to Monday's weather. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.